The £1.40 unconference, curated unconference, is over, and I'm packing my stuff. I've ripped up the gaffer tape off the power cables, and I'm packing everything. And I'm sort of thinking about things, and I kind of feel a bit down in the usual way I feel down at the end of events. We've been here since early this morning, getting ready and then doing the event, and I think people had a good time. Certainly, it was. I think they had fun. I don't feel that I found the space to work in that I found last week in Birmingham, because there were so many people here who actually knew a lot. It was a bit daunting, really, trying to curate this thing when actually probably most of the people around the tables could be curating it, and some of them were. And also, I don't think I'll ever be able to audio boo as well as Christine Payne does at Documentally. And I don't think I'll ever be able to interview people as well as Penny Jackson does. She was doing audio boo as well. So I didn't really kind of feel that there was a defined space for me to work in. But I've been having some thoughts about that, which is, I don't think people talk much about how the event was working and what people were doing. And I wonder whether that might be interesting for people not in the room, which is why I made that video that I put up. And I think it's really good that Reuters have done this thing, by the way. It's tremendous. In the way in which they've opened up as much as they can and committed to it, and it's fantastic. You know, the facilities here are amazing. We had some problems though with the IT, not because they're a big corporation and their whole brand depends on the security of their systems. Obviously, they're a news and financial information business, so getting through the corporate firewalls, getting through the proxy servers and all the rest of it to try and get the content out was problematic, and I don't suppose there's much you can do about that, really. It's just, you just have to live with it. So actually, the video that I uploaded to Posterous, I started a new Posterous site. I went out and found some 3G signal, turned off my Wi-Fi on my phone, and uploaded the video through 3G. So there's a limit to how much of that you can do, I think, really. The other thing that writers are doing, which is interesting, given that some of us started doing it quite a long time ago, is using Scribble Live to do live blogging of events. And they had two very nice people here who were running the Scribble Live thing. And apparently, Mark Jones, the sort of co-host with Toby Moores, and all-around nice guy, he said that Scribble Live has taken off a bit in Reuters, and that they've been trying to get people to blog for ages. But for some reason, the low barrier to entry in Scribble Live has enabled people and made people feel that they can do it, which is interesting. As those of you who've watched, contributed and watched my live blogs from events, I'm a big fan of Scribble Live. It's great. It's really good, and you can bring in people's tweets and all the rest of it. Worth having a look at if you're thinking about doing this. It needs a web connection, though. Not a hugely good one, but it does need one. Right, well, those are my kind of thoughts. It was fun. It was difficult, but it was fun. And let's see what happens next.